Welcome to CattleCast with Capital Area District Library's Executive Director, Scott Dymstra.
Welcome back to a special episode of CattleCast. After more than a year, cattle is welcoming members back into our branches. Collection Development Director Thais Rousseau joins me now to discuss in-person browsing and more. Welcome to CattleCast, Thais.
Hi, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Cattle is now offering in-person browsing. Do you just enter the building, or how does that process work?
Yes, you'll be able to browse and check out items, check out holds, get help with account services like renewing or getting a new library card, and use services like copy and fax. At many of our branches, you will be able to do that without making an appointment. Our downtown Lansing, South Lansing, Okemos, Holt, Hazlett, and Foster libraries will all be open, walk in with no appointment necessary. We will be monitoring for reduced capacity, so we ask for folks to try to limit their visit to a maximum of 45 minutes. At some branches, due to the limited space with our limited capacity requirements, you'll need to make an appointment to visit the library for now. Mason, Williamston, Stockbridge, Leslie, Weberville, Dansville, and Aurelius will have 30-minute visit appointments available. Appointments can be made by calling the library or using our online scheduling service, MyTime.
And I know some of our members might ask, are masks and social distancing still required?
That's a great question. Yes, social distancing is still required, and masks are required unless a person falls into a specified exemption. The exemptions are being fully vaccinated, under the age of 2, or unable to medically tolerate a mask.
And I just ask for our listeners and those visiting the libraries to be kind. You know, if someone asks you whether you fall under one of the exceptions, they're just trying to follow the MDHHS guidelines that are in place. So we'll be very kind. We'll welcome you back, but we just ask that you be kind to staff as well, too. So
Yeah, that's right.
And also our members who want to use public computers, do they still need to make an appointment for that?
All the branches that require appointments for browsing will also require an appointment to use a computer. So remember, those are Mason, Williamston, Stockbridge, Leslie, Weberville, Dansville, and Aurelius. But at those other libraries that are allowing walk-in visits, you don't have to make an appointment to use a computer either.
And I know we've had a slow reopening and we're still doing so to get our comfort levels and the public's comfort levels back up. So unfortunately, not all of our amenities and services will be available during in-person browsing. What ones will not be available?
Sure. And this is really still for everyone's safety. And as we gradually get back to full service, but it's mainly the things that encourage folks to linger or be less socially distant. So that means that furniture will be removed or blocked off. We won't be offering in-house use of magazines and newspapers, and toy and play areas, study space, and meeting rooms also won't be available yet.
And speaking of other services, contactless pickup. We've been doing it for more than a year now, and now that in-person browsing is becoming available, will contactless continue?
Yes, I'm happy to say that it will. I think a lot of people have come to enjoy it, not just for the safety aspect, but because it's so convenient.
Yeah.
So we'll be continuing it at all locations except downtown and South Lansing, and appointments will still be required for contactless pickup.
And related to that, grab-and-go bags have been a really big hit for us since we've introduced them in 2020. Will members need to continue requesting these through contactless pickup?
That's still going to be the main way that they're available, but you can also call your library and request a grab-and-go for a library visit as well. And we have a long-term plan for keeping grab-and-go requesting as a permanent service that's still in development.
And many members have been asking when more Library of Things items will be circulated again. We're happy with that because we love Library of Things collections. We know that they do as well, too. So any word on the Library of Things collections?
Yes, I think we are just as eager to get Library of Things out into circulation again as our members are. Almost all the Library of Things items will be going out for holds beginning that week of June 1st when we open for browsing. Being able to come into the library is going to make that a lot easier for folks to be able to check out those things. This is a really good time to check out your account if that in fact, if you think you might have a thing on hold, and make sure that it's still something that you're interested in checking out, just in case it's something you placed on hold a year ago. It will take a week or two for us to get all of those items back into circulation because there are so many, but please be assured that we're going to be working very hard to get all those things out there and for everyone's enjoyment. We definitely want those yard games available for this summer.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, there are a few things that won't be available for checkout until July 1st, and that's the musical instruments and the die cut machines.
And the one area which we did not talk about, but is hugely popular, especially even during our contactless services, is local history. And so local history is going to have local history Tuesdays. Could you talk a little bit more about that?
Sure. That's the way that local history is starting to open up to the public as well. Those collections at the Forest Park Library and Archives, located in the basement of the downtown Lansing Library, will be open by appointment only on Tuesdays from 11 to 5. Local history research appointments are limited to 45 minutes. So when you make your appointment, we'll ask a few questions to make sure that the staff can prepare and have all the materials you're interested in using ready for you at your appointment. The digital history station won't be available, but the archive materials will. You can make an appointment to use local history in My Time or by emailing localhistory@kettle.org.
Matthias, thank you so much for joining me. There was a ton of relevant information, and I know that our listeners are thrilled to come back in, but also they want to know what it's going to look like, what it's going to be like, what they can do coming back in as well, too. So you did a fantastic job of letting us know what to expect when we come through those doors.
Thank you.
And for more information about in-person browsing, visit cadl.org/update. And see you next time on Cattlecast Podcast.
Don't miss another great interview. Subscribe to the Cattlecast Podcast and share it with a friend.
Explore a menagerie of stories with Capital Area District Library's Tales and Tales Summer Reading Challenge. Cattle is wagging their tails for you this summer. Read and do fun activities in this animal-themed challenge, earning prizes as you go. Sign up now by creating an account at cadl.org/summer. You'll even be automatically entered to win tickets to Jurassic Quest drive-thru experience. Sponsored by Michigan State University Federal Credit Union, CATA, and 99.1 WFMK.
Hey, it's Dee Dee in the Morning with Dee Dee's weekly download from Capital Area District Libraries. This week's title is Black Bottom Saints by Alice Randall. Before Motown, there was the Black Bottom neighborhood in Detroit, a center for American Black culture. Randall introduces the reader to a who's who of notable residents and visitors. To download or stream this or other featured titles, visit cadl.org/Dee Dee.
Stacks 92.1.